Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Big Cleanup. Show in the whole West, Cheyenne, Wyoming Frontier Days. And you, yes, you can see every thrill, every spill, right up front, right next to Guy and Andy, as the guest of Guy and Andy. And without you spending 1 cent, not one red cent, it's a chance of a lifetime, and it can happen to you. Listen a little later in the show when Panhandle and I tell you all about it. Sometimes Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were called to walk into trouble, and sometimes it looked for them. But there was seldom a day that didn't find the two partners off on some business for the United States Marshal's office. On this occasion, adventure looked for them in their Santa Fe office, and Gunsmoke interrupted Jingles just as he started the big cleanup.
I'm sweeping it here, I'm sweeping it there, I'm sweeping it under the old back chair.
Yeah, that's right, partner. Miss Petty's getting the dust in her dress shop next door. She'll be in here madder than a banny hen.
Yeah, she sure gets all head up about nothing, don't she, sometimes?
Doesn't take much to get her excited, I guess.
I'm glad we just decided to stay right around here in Santa Fe this morning. Gives me a chance to tidy up the office. Now move your feet, Bill. Now, that's better. Now I'll just push this over here
Oh, no, you don't. If you're going to clean up, sweep that dust clear outside.
But what about Miss Petty? She's the one...
That's just what I came to talk about, you big careless glob of humanity.
Careless?
Yes, I said careless. Or did you sweep that dust over on my nice new silk dresses on purpose?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just plumb careless completely.
I warned you, Jingles.
Well, then I presume you're sorry about it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry I could get right down on my bended knees and beg your pardon.
Then let's see you do it.
Huh? Oh, ma'am, you mean
I most certainly do, and I'm waiting.
Oh, Bill.
Jingles.
On bended knee, partner. You heard the lady.
Oh, all right. Oh, hope nobody comes in and catches me like this. It'd sure be hard to explain.
You look like you was going to pop the question to me, Jingles.
Pop the question. Now, looky here, Miss Patty. I just...
Oh, Hickok.
Yeah, Sheriff, what's up?
Bud Ottoman's been seen up the road, headed this way. Oh, excuse me, Jingles. What are you doing on your knees in front of Miss Petty? Looks mighty suspicious.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Sheriff, I can explain everything right now.
No. Don't need to explain to me. No, siree. Miss Petty's been cutting her eyes at you for a long time. I'm glad to see she's got her man at last. Congratulations.
Now you stop that, Sheriff. You got the wrong idea.
Why? Ain't nothing wrong with the idea of getting married, Jingles.
No.
Been hitched myself for 30-odd years and been right happy. I might give you a few pointers, though.
Now, cut it out.
I think you got Jingles wrong, Sheriff.
Well, what's the matter, Miss Petty? You turn him down?
Oh, my, no. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
No, I didn't think so. When is the wedding?
There ain't gonna be no wedding.
No wedding?
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it, Sheriff? Oh, my stars, what am I saying? I better go find a customer. Bye, Jingles. I accept your apology.
Thank goodness she's gone. Hoo-wee.
That was a close one, partner.
Yeah, and you weren't no help at all. Not even one teensy-weensy little bit.
You mean you ain't going to marry her after all of that knee-bending, Jingles?
Oh, shut up, you old gopher. You hadn't have come busting in, things would have been all right. Now, by the way, what was you blathering about?
Well, hop in, Horn Toes. I almost forgot about Bud Alleman when I seen you on your knees that away. Sure was funny.
What about Alleman, Sheriff?
Oh, he's coming this way, Hickok, yeah. Schultz seen him up on the road not an hour ago.
Bill, if that high-roaring galoot comes to town and runs into Slick Runyon over at the Red Bull, there's going to be more lead in the street than flies.
And that's no lie. There's bad blood aplenty between them two.
And neither one of them got any liking for you either, Bill.
Hickok, it's come. He's got here quicker than I thought.
Let's go. Drop that broom and grab a gun, Jingle.
Now, if that ain't a fine mess of beans. Hey, Bill, wait for me!
How'd you like to tell all your friends about how you went to Cheyenne, Wyoming frontier days and saw all kinds of trick riding and roping, bulldogging, parades, real cowboys and Indians, and saw all of it with Guy and Andy without you paying anything? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to two lucky people, and one of them can be you. Listen while Charlie tells you how.
Wranglers, it's lots of fun. All you do is send in a name for Andy Devine's new ranch. Just send your name for Andy's ranch along with your own name and address and one box top from Kellogg's Sugar Pops, large or regular size, to Rodeo Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois.
And listen, the two grand prize winners will also each receive a big 27-inch screen Bendix television set.
And those are only the grand prizes. There's lots more, including two big 21-inch screen Bendix television sets, 117-inch screen Bendix television sets, and 500 Bendix clock radios.
Better write that address down. It's Rodeo Contest, R-O-D-E-O Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. You can get yourself a handy entry blank with full rules from your grocer.
Send as many entries as you like, but enclose one Kellogg's Sugar Pops box top with each name. Entries judged on originality, sincerity, and aptness of thought. Bill Hickok knew that Bud Alleman and Slick Runyon had vowed to shoot each other on sight. So when he heard the gunfire after the sheriff's warning, he lost no time getting to the Red Bull Cafe.
No more shooting, Bill. Who do you reckon got it?
We'll soon see, Jingles. Come on in the Red Bull.
Things look mighty peaceful on the street. Don't seem right.
Well, there's Slick Runyon sitting in that chair there, Bill.
Getting up to meet us.
Well, strike up a tune, Professor. Here comes Wild Bill Hickok.
Something's funny's going on here. Everybody's watching us.
Runyon looks wobbly.
He got his hand inside that fancy black coat.
Come on in, Marshal. What'll you have?
Watch that hand, Hickok. Runyon wears a shoulder holster.
Nah, that's no way to talk about me. I'm a friend of Wild Bill.
Just the same, Runyon. Pull that hand out from under your coat real slow. Fingers straight.
I was just reaching for my handkerchief. It's a little warm.
Billy's fault.
Catch him, Jingles.
Bill, that handkerchief. He's been shot.
Hold him up, Jingles. Here, let me see.
What is it, Bill?
Yeah, he's putting on an act, faking. He's been shot in the chest.
He's still breathing, though.
Well, I wonder why he was trying to fool us.
If we're going to know that, we better get him over to old Doc Thackeray's office in Pronto.
Bill, I don't see what you think you're going to find around here in back of the Red Bull Cafe. You've been poking around like a Pinkerton detective for over an hour.
Everybody says Runyon was alone in his office when the guns were fired, partner.
I know that, and they also say they didn't see any sign of Bud Alleman.
But Schultz identified that horse over there. Said it was the one Alleman was riding.
Oh, Schultz didn't get no closer than a gopher gets to an eagle.
Nobody's claimed the horse, Jingles.
Well, then where's Alleman?
I'm going to ask Slick Runyon that, if the doc can bring him around.
Well, the sheriff is standing by. He'll let us know. Now, let's go back to the office. I got to finish up my cleaning and sweeping. Ain't every day I get in the mood for housework.
You're going back, partner. I'll send for you if I need you.
All right, but don't you go getting in trouble without me there to help you. Now, get along to the office, Joker. My broom's a-waiting. Now, let's see. I didn't no more than get the floor half swept up before Miss Petty come busting in and raising the furore. I gotta watch out for her. She acts like she's real ripe for grabbing herself a man. And I ain't planning to be that man. No siree, Bob, sir. Whoop, Joker, whoa. Now, that little cleaning up. ain't gonna take me long once I get at it. Then I can get back to... Help, Bill!
Hello, Jingle.
Hello, Miss Patty. Now, doggone it, you belong next door.
Well, I just came over to clean the place up, just like a pigsty.
It was not either, but it does look nice. All swept and dusted and... Oh. Now, who put them pink lace curtains up?
I did. You needed a touch of color in here.
Bill ain't gonna like that. And I can't say as I do either.
Well, I never... I come over here and shine this place and make curtains and hang them myself. And that's the appreciation I get.
Yes, and I'm not very nice, am I?
No, you aren't.
I didn't think so.
Guess I'm mighty lucky the sheriff was wrong.
Sheriff wrong about what?
About you proposing to me on your knees.
Oh, yes, and you're right. He was wrong, and you're lucky, I reckon, at that, huh?
Shame.
Yeah, I'm such a featherhead, but I do thank you for cleaning up the office.
You do?
Yes, and it's real nice of you.
Oh, you think so?
Sure. Now, I don't have to do it. I'm... Yeah.
Oh, you're just like a man.
I mean, sure I am. Now, Miss Patty, you mix me up something awful. Now, you'd better take your curtains and go on.
But I bought you some cake.
Cake?
And tea? Yes.
Well, no need of rushing off, then. Just sit right back down here at Bill's desk.
Hickok.
Oh, doggone it, Sheriff. Why are you always busting in at the wrong time?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jingles. I knew it. I knew all along you're sweet on each other. You can't fool me.
Now, that ain't so.
Jingles, you just speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, I can't waste no more time. I got to go look for you. Fried potatoes and hog fat gravy. Would you look at them pink curtains? Well, la-dee-da.
Oh, me.
Ray, are you two already setting up housekeeping in here, right in the office?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Sheriff, if you don't get out of here with that guff, I'm going to wrap you up in one of those curtains. Now, what'd you come in here for, anyhow?
Just to tell you that Slick Runyon's come too again. Thought you'd like to know.
Like to know? Doggone it, you featherhead. That's what Bill's been waiting for. Now, come on. Oh, goodbye, Miss Petty. I'll just take a handful of this cake with me.
Oh, my, what a magnificent appetite.
Yes, I've got to go now. Come on, Sheriff.
Do take care of yourself, Jingle.
Don't get your feet wet, Jingle.
Oh, dry up. We got to find Bill and get him over to talk to Slick Runyon and fast. Now, doggone it, where'd Bill get to?
Where'd you see him last, Jingles?
Well, I left him right here behind the Red Bull Cafe. He was looking for clues.
Clues for what?
Clues to what happened to the man that shot Slick Runyon. Sheriff, sometimes I got an idea that you ain't keeping up with things.
Oh, never mind that. Bill ain't here.
Well, he walked around here so much his tracks don't tell me nothing. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
What? Where are you headed now?
Over here. Bill's tracks lead right up to this window.
Well, that's the window to Slick Runyon's office.
Yeah, and it's open. I'm just gonna look inside. Kind of dark in here.
Howdy,
but Bill, where you been?
Right here, Jingles. And I found the man that shot Runyon.
Where?
There's a basement under this office. Runyon dropped him through a trap door.
Then I reckon that ends the feud between Runyon and Bud Alleman.
Looks that way, Jingles.
Well, we come to tell you that Slick Runyon's alive and conscious now, Hickok, in case you want to talk to him.
I'll have to talk to him now, Sheriff. If he lives, you'll have to take him to jail. This makes him a killer.
Bill, I didn't know there was a basement under the Red Bull Cafe.
I didn't either, Jingles, until I raised that trap door.
I guess that explains why Slick Runyon didn't want to let you know he'd been shot, Bill.
Slick's not one to give himself away, Sheriff.
No, not if he can help it. He'd have had time to get rid of Bud Alleman's body. He might never have been found out.
Well, here's the doc's office. We'll see.
Bill, he's up and shooting.
Stay back, Hickok. You're not taking me in.
Drop your guns, Runyon, and come out with your hands high.
We know you killed Bud Alleman, and you're going to stand trial for it, too.
You just think I am. I got old Doc Thackeray tied up in here. If you make a move to come in after me, I'll plug him.
Bill, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a low-down, no-good varmint, Runyon, threatening to plug a man that just brought you back to life. I've a mind to... Hey...
Maybe that'll be enough to change your mind, you big ox. Now, all of you get moving. I'm not going to wait forever.
Jingles, you!
Huh? Now, who's calling me?
Here comes your lady love, Jingles, Miss Petty.
Now, what in tarnation does she want?
Jingles! Mr. Hickok!
Now, go away, Miss Petty. We're busy.
But I have a message for you.
Now, you go away now. Get back. Slick Runyon's in the doc's office, and he's desperate, and he might shoot you.
Oh, Tosh, he wouldn't shoot a lady.
You said you had a message for us, Miss Petty.
I certainly have. A tall, handsome stranger came into your office just now. Oh, my, he was good looking.
Now, ain't just that... Oh, now, ain't that just like a woman? Oh, what did he want? Who was he?
Why, he said he wanted to talk to Mr. Hickok, and he said his name was Bud Alleman. He's waiting there now.
Bud Alleman? But he couldn't send a message to us. He's dead.
Wranglers, let me tell you all the different prizes in Kellogg's Sugar Pop's big rodeo contest. Now, Charlie and I, we just told you about how this summer the two grand prize winners, along with their escorts, would get a free trip to Cheyenne, Wyoming Frontier Days. And how they would also each receive a big 27-inch screen Bendix television set.
But those are only the grand prizes. Listen to all the other wonderful prizes, 608 in all.
They're two big 21-inch screen Bendix television sets.
117-inch screen Bendix television sets.
And 500 Bendix clock radios.
Lots of chances for you to win, and here's how easy it is to enter this contest. All you do is send in a name for Andy Devine's new ranch. Send the name for Andy's ranch along with your own name and address and one box top from Kellogg's Sugar Pops, large or regular size, to Rodeo Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois.
But don't delay. This contest ends the 15th of April, so send your names in today.
Send all the names you like, but enclose one Kellogg's Sugar Pops box top with each name. Send to Rodeo Contest, R-O-D-E-O Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or you can get a handy entry blank with all the rules from your grocer.
Send your entries in today, right after the show.
While Bill, Jingles, and the sheriff were being held at bay by Slick Runyon's guns, Miss Petty ran up to say that Bud Alleman was waiting at the marshal's office to talk to them. Jingles was thunderstruck.
It can't be Bud Alleman. He's dead, I tell you. Slick Runyon shot him.
I only know what I saw and what I heard. He's alive, and he says his name is Bud Alleman, and he wants Mr. Hickok to come and talk to him. And he's handsome.
Handsome, handsome, handsome.
Oh, now, Jingles, don't go getting jealous.
You keep out of this, Sheriff. Bill, what do you make of it?
One way to find out, Jingles, I'll go see him.
And I'm going back to Red Bull Cafe and see if the body's still there.
Good idea, Sheriff. Jingles, you stay here and see that Slick Runyon doesn't get away.
And I'll stay with Jingles to keep him awake.
Now, that ain't a bit necessary.
You'd better come with me, Miss Petty. I may need you, and you might get hurt here.
Oh.
Thank you, Bill. I'll do something nice for you sometime.
You walk fast. I'm all out of breath.
I'm in a hurry, Miss Petty. I'm right curious about the man you saw down here at my office.
Mr. Hickok, look, there he is on that horse. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Alleman, here's Mr. Hickok.
He doesn't seem very anxious to talk to me.
Oh, my stars. And after I ran all the way down there to get you, he's heading back the way we came.
You're right. Buckshot, come here, boy.
What are you going to do?
This whole thing was a trick, Miss Petty. Steady, Buckshot. Not sure I do myself, Miss Petty, but I'm going to find out. After him, Buckshot. Dig him, boy. Faster, Buckshot. He's heading right up for Doc Thackeray's office. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Hey, you lop-eared gopher. You can't go in there.
Get out of my way.
Stop him, Jingles. Ooh, Buckshot, ooh.
Nobody's stopping me, Hickok. I come to get Slick Runyon, and I'm going to get him.
You get your head blasted off. Now come out of there. Bill, who is that Jasper?
Calls himself Bud the Alleman, Jingles.
Well, he's inside now. It's him or Slick Runyon, I reckon.
Not if we can stop him. Come on.
Doggone it. I don't like this. Dead men coming back to life. Women running in and out.
Let's break in that door, Jingles.
Stand back, Bill. That's my specialty. You!
All right, Runyon, hold it right there. You too, Alleman.
Get out of this, Hickok. It's between Runyon and me.
He ain't Bud Alleman. I killed him this morning.
You killed my twin brother, and that's why I'm here, Runyon. Now you're going to die the same way.
Hold it, I said.
Bill, they're going to shoot it at
you. Now freeze, both of you. Pick up the guns, Jingles.
Well, they look like they never saw you shoot two guns that way before, Bill.
You meddling star packer.
My meddling just saved you from being sent up for murder, Alleman.
But he killed my brother.
The law can take care of him for that. Now get on your horse and ride out of town, Alderman.
All right, I'm going. But if I hear that Runyon didn't get what's coming to him, I'll be back to do the job myself.
Now, Slick Runyon, I reckon it's time I took you over to the calaboose.
Yeah, you'll have to get me first.
Look out, Jingles. No, you don't, Runyon.
You tinhorn.
Bill, you mean that sneaking sidewinder had a hideout gun?
Yeah. Drop that gun, Runyon.
No. You're breaking my arm.
Drop it. That's better. Get it, Jingles.
Yeah. I'm going to have a whole arsenal if I keep on.
Now, you be real honest, Mr. Hickok. Don't you think the curtains are right pretty?
Yes, ma'am, they are right pretty.
Oh, now, gee whiz, Miss Petty. I told you to get those things down before Bill got back.
Oh, now, hush, Jingles. Mr. Hickok likes them.
He don't neither. He's just too much of a gentleman to say what he thinks.
Very well. I'll take them down.
Here, now, I'll help you. I'll just reach up and... Ow, help! Ow, yow, yow, yow. I'm wounded. You left a pin in on.
Oh, here, you big baby. Let me do it.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. I'll just hold you up there so you don't fall.
That tickles. Yeah.
Watch out, partner. If anybody comes in, they'll think you're making love to Miss Petty again.
Oh, Bill, now you quit talking like that.
Hey, Hickok, I just come from the corners, and the dead man's there, all right.
Yeah,
he
we know, we know, Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff. Well, if the lovebirds ain't still at it. Murder and gun smoke don't stop them for long, does it?
Now, Sheriff, you cut that out. Miss Petty's just taking down the curtain.
Mm-hmm. That'll do to tell. It won't be long before the whole town will be singing, "Here comes the ride, all fat and white."
I am not. Jingles, are you going to let him talk about me like that?
No, sirree. Sheriff, you can't talk about Miss Petty like that. She's not fat and wide, and she's right pretty, and she makes real good cakes.
Better watch it, Jingle.
And she cleaned up the office all spick and span, and she's right smart in the head, too. And Bill, I reckon we'd better head for Montana or someplace in the morning. If I keep on like this, I'm going to talk myself right into something that I can't talk my way out of.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Be with us again on Friday, folks, when Andy and I'll be back with another Wild Bill Hickok story.
Yes, sir. It's how Wild Bill and Jingles ran into a carefully planned robbery and plenty of gunfire while out roping horses on Wild Horse Mesa.
So long, kids.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Paul Frees, Forrest Lewis, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.